Don't worry, they're not here to give you any marriage advice, but after listening, you may think that they need it. It's Cash and Casey on the Me Versus Her podcast.
Hey, it's the Me Versus Her podcast. I am your host, Cash.
And I'm Casey.
And we are back with another show. And it is almost Christmas, so we're going to talk Christmas. We're going to talk, I don't know if anything cool happened on Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll cover that. I'm not sure. Halloween, you know, because it's been a few months since we did a show. It hasn't been that long.
It has.
Not a few months. No, it wasn't that long ago.
Well, it was before Halloween, wasn't it?
I don't know. But still, it hasn't been like 6 months. Okay. Maybe prior to that show, it's been 6 months. But hey, but first off, I want to give some shout outs because it's been a while. And a lot of the people that have been asking about the show or hey, when you do more episodes or hey, it was cool that you guys did a new show. So the people that I know for sure are listening, which by the way, we have like, I mean, it's not a ton. We have like over 400 followers on Instagram now.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
I'm impressed.
I think when we first started, we had zero.
That's
right?
True. Well, everybody did.
I know, but still, it sounded cool. All right. So we have Buddy. Buddy, thanks for listening. Madeline, Alinda, Nick, Tom and G. We have Christina, Becky, Liz, Stephanie. Hold on. I got a few more over here. Let me get in there. We have Brian, a.k.a. Big Punchy. That's his Instagram name.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah. We have Megan. I almost said Meg. Megan. Oh, I was going to say her last name, but some people don't want their last name. I'll say Megan S. Megan, you knew who you are. We have Sarah Ann. And yeah, those are some of them. And if I missed anybody, let me know and you'll have to just get it next time. That means you have to listen again.
Yep.
All right. So anyways, let's get this show kicked off. Like I said, I want to talk some Christmas. I had some other fun facts I wanted to share with you. The other day I asked... I don't even know if we're going to go into this deep, but I wanted to talk about it because I asked this on Instagram and people answered. So I had asked, asked this a long time ago. I just never brought it up. I asked this in June and we just forgot
during
to bring
our last show.
No, not the last show. Okay. So I asked, what was something that you thought was for rich people or thought was a rich people thing when you were a kid?
Is that a half of an air quote?
Yeah. Can you think of anything offhand?
Oh, you always do this. You put me on the spot. No, I can't.
Okay, well then I'll just read some.
I'll tell you if I agree or not.
All right. Somebody said power windows and satellite TV. I mean, yeah, back in the day, because you had to roll your window by hand. And, you know, if you got in somebody else's car and it's like, bzzz, like your window's going, you're like, oh, dang, you fancy, huh? And then,
Okay.
So somebody said satellite. That's true because, you know, back in the day, I know me. I grew up with cable. I feel like I grew up with cable and I grew up without cable. So I don't know. Now that I think back on, I don't know if some of my parents are like, oh, we could pay for cable. And then all of a sudden it got expensive. Then they canceled. And then we got it a little bit later again, probably because there's one of those specials, you know, it's like, haven't signed up for 2 years. Well, come on back. And but I remember having cable as a kid, but I also don't remember having, I mean, I remember also not having cable as a kid. Mm-hmm. So satellite, I think that was even bigger than cable. So I could see that, you know, as a kid going to somebody's house and they're like, hey, cause that's when you started getting like the East and the West and you get all these extra channels. It's like, dang, bro. You got money.
So, I got ordering the large popcorn at the movie theater.
Yeah.
That's a rich people thing.
That's a rich people thing. I remember, I don't know if I ever brought this story up, but one time I went to the movies with my buddy Justin and we're there, you know, and he was like, I got you, man. I said, all right, cool. And he was like, I was like, I'll get a popcorn, a soda, and like a candy. And he was like, yeah, I'll get like a soda and a candy or whatever. Yeah. And then the guy was like, all right, anything else? And my buddy's like, nah. And then my buddy like throws a 20 up there, kind of like, here you go, dude.
Yeah.
And dude was like $27.95.
Oh, he didn't have enough.
No, he had enough, but he was like, dang, like that's a lot. You know what I mean? Like he thought he was like, oh, let me throw a 20 up there and get some change back. But
do you remember the first time we went to the movies? You invited me to the movies and you're like, do you want a snack? And I didn't know that was like inappropriate to be like, yeah, I want a candy and popcorn and some nachos and a drink. And you were like, oh, okay.
I thought she was being funny. She literally said all those things. She said, she's like, I'll take nachos because she was kind of, you know, she was a little goofy the first time we started hanging out.
Goofy.
She would say some weird thing. So I'm like, do I believe her? Do I not believe her? Is she being funny? Is she joking? So she was like, nachos, Skittles, popcorn, a soda, Snickers, licorice. And I'm like,
I just saw the dollar signs in your eyes. Like,
yeah, I'm like laughing. And then she kind of really wasn't laughing. I was like, oh, I guess she's serious. Do you want to write this down? Because that's a long.
Should I take my credit card?
A long order. Yeah. So, yeah, no, so definitely. And I mean, we haven't really been to the movies.
Since? Well, no.
I take it back. We've been to the movies, but we live in a really small town now, and the movie theater is actually really cheap. It's like $6 to see a brand new movie. I will say there's only one theater. There's only one movie screen, so it's usually, you know, not a big selection of movies. But every once in a while when something cool comes to town or like something for the kids, we will go. But it's not expensive. I mean, you could get a large popcorn for probably $6 or $7, and I'm sure in like the bigger cities now, it's probably 12 or 13 bucks. Mm-hmm. So I don't know really how expensive it's gotten nowadays, but when I went with my buddy, that's been years and it was that much. So yeah,
I think the last time I remember buying a really expensive, or, you know, I guess a regular price ticket was, I don't know, maybe like $11.
For the ticket?
I think the ticket. No, wasn't
we went, when we lived in Arizona, it was like $15.75 for.
But we didn't go.
Yeah, we went a couple times.
I don't remember. The matinee, maybe. We never played that much.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's definitely, I'm sure, gotten a lot more expensive since then. So somebody said, so again, it was, what was something that you thought rich people did? Somebody said eating. Oh, they were poor.
I don't like that.
Somebody said having more than four channels of TV and McDonald's Happy Meals. True, because, you know, sometimes your parents like get the cheap thing, you know, the 39-cent cheeseburgers back in the day. Because the kids' meal was like, but what?
Weren't they like $1.99? $2.99?
Happy Meal? I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't really I didn't get Happy Meals as a kid. I don't think it was because my parents didn't want to spend that much. I think it was because I was just a hungry kid and I'm like, a Happy Meal? I want a full-on meal. Oh. Yeah. Oh. I'd rather have a bigger burger and no toy. I'm like, I had toys at home.
No, I want the toy.
Yeah. You still do.
Yeah, I do.
Somebody said a refrigerator that had the ice and water dispenser.
Yes, I do feel like that was a rich people thing.
Sarah, I hope nowadays you do have a refrigerator that has an ice and water dispenser. If not.
But now they're kind of a pain. You know, they kind of leak a little, or you get the like hard water stain spots.
I kind of miss those like ice trays. Remember you had to like crack them back and forth, and then you would do it like in the middle, like a upside down rainbow, or like a rainbow, break them, and then you pour them out, half fell on the ground.
Yeah, and then you'd have to like walk over like some balancing act to not spill the water.
I will say I never really refilled them. So I
didn't either. I didn't either, but I watched people.
Somebody else said HBO, Showtime, and having a pair of shoes for school and another pair for after school. Yeah, a lot of kids only had one pair of shoes, you know, and it might not have been new. They might have been like hand-me-downs or... Yeah.
After pair of shoes? After school pair of shoes?
Yeah, like go put on your play shoes and put on your, you know. But yeah, those were some of the things. And that's going to lead me into kind of the next thing. I looked up some things online. I looked up kind of and came with the list of something you spend money on that's a waste. And I've been waiting to tell you about this for a long time.
Because I do it? Do I do it?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
That's a waste.
Not everybody's going to think it's a waste, but it's just the top things that people buy that this list feels is a waste of money.
Probably coffee.
Yeah.
But I've tried to give that up and I'm just nasty.
You're not going to like this next one. You're not going to agree with it.
Your nails, getting your nails done.
So something you spend money on that's a waste. The number one, thing was bottled water.
Oh, stop.
That's what it was.
Get out of here.
And so Bougie over here not only wants bottled water, but it's like Fiji only or, you know, Evian. I don't even know if Evian's fancy, but I feel like Fiji's like, I feel, okay, here we go. This is going to cause an argument, so just get ready, guys.
I don't want to have this conversation.
I really feel all water is pretty much the same.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not the same.
Okay, tell me your
side. Go drink out of the toilet then and tell me.
Well, not toilet water, but bottled water.
What's the difference?
Bottled water.
Okay, is toilet water the same as sink water?
Bottled water.
Answer that one first.
So tell me the difference.
They both come from the plumbing.
Is there a difference between Fiji and Great Value Walmart water?
I know there is. Okay, because what is it? Kids can taste it.
What is it?
I don't know exactly. I need the label in front
of me. If they were in separate bottles and I gave them to you, would you be able to tell Fiji from Great Value?
We did this.
I know, but why?
Because it just tastes better.
Is it better for you think?
I think so.
You think? There's a lot of thinking going on.
If I believe it, then it's true. Placebo, maybe. I don't know. Just
so do you really want to know that I've been pouring Walmart water into Fiji waters?
I know for a fact because I open a new bottle every single time.
I know. I'm just kidding. And you want to hear something else? She opens a new bottle every single time and she also wastes a half a bottle every single time.
I don't, because the other half, I don't know like whose is this. So then I either pour that half into the coffee maker or I pour it into the plants.
All right.
So yeah, it's a little wasteful, but everybody's being healthy.
This is that old school me versus her podcast. When we started the show, it was me versus her because it was kind of, you know, we didn't argue a lot because I know that get annoying. But, you know, we kind of had a little back and forth. So bottled water, I just buy it for because it makes her happy. So that's all it counts.
But I always ask you this. If you knew for a fact that doing something would take 10 years off your life, would you continue to do it? You said no. You've said no in the past.
Yeah, so I would like to live longer.
If somebody said, if you drink Fiji water or Evian water or this type of water, and you will live 10 times longer than if you drink out of the toilet or the refrigerator or the sink. Would you switch?
First of all, you keep mentioning toilet water like I drink out of the toilet. And I promise you guys, I've never drank out of the toilet. So there's no hidden message there. I agree with you. I hear what you're saying. You're saying if someone said that, but here's the thing. If someone said that and proved it, if somebody came to me and said, if you drink Fiji water instead of Walmart water or the water out of your fridge that I spend $70 for a filter on, you would live longer. Yes, I would probably do it. But you're saying if someone did, but nobody has.
Nobody has, no.
So yeah.
But in my mind.
For now, I'll continue to drink toilet water.
In my mind, that's what I believe.
People probably think I'm like a dog. I'm like in the middle of the night, you find me in the toilet, sipping out of the toilet.
Well, you say the water's the same. So I'm talking about like the plumbing. I don't know. Is there another filter in your sink that's not in your toilet?
I don't know.
Or is it the same water? And we went to that water treatment thing for Girl Scouts. And that was the most disgusting thing I've ever been to in my entire life, that I can't drink water now because of it. So let me just have this, okay?
Okay. Before we go on though, you want to explain your thing?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, if you want to give details about your water treatment experiment.
I'm trying to
delete
the memories.
And I'm sorry to this person I'm about to give a shout out to because I forgot them. I'm sorry that your shout out is going in between stinky water and toilet water. But Stephanie's also listening to the show.
You said Stephanie.
Did I?
I think so.
I don't think I did.
Okay. Well, she shout gets two or
okay. Three, four. All right, Stephanie. You now got your shout out. I don't remember.
You do that all the time. Shout out.
I don't remember which one it is. So anyways, water, we stopped on that list early because I knew that one was going to cause some trouble. But Fiji for everybody, please, just so she's happy. If we ever come over to your house, make sure you have Fiji water for us.
Or Evian. Evian's good too.
I just think of that. Was it grown-ups when the boys are all, the little kids are like,
yeah,
boss. I don't want my kids to be that way.
You know, if it came in a glass bottle, that would be even better too. But you know, can't win them all.
Yeah. Okay, second thing, credit card interest. Something people waste money on. We have gym memberships.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not often. I mean, even if you're probably, I mean, yeah, I guess if you're super hardcore, you probably do go daily, but most people don't. So yeah, you waste money there. I think any memberships, to be honest, like Netflix or any of those things nowadays.
Yeah, for sure. Well, some people get their money's worth, but it's still, I don't know. I don't know why they have to do that. It should just be free.
I guess I don't get it. Some people I know say like, you know, oh, I got Netflix and this and that and Hulu, but then they also still have cable. I feel like you'd probably do one or the other. Or they're like, well, I watch all my movies on Netflix, but I need some cable because I want to watch, you know, the sports channels and ESPN or something like that. So it's kind of like you end up wasting because now you're doing double, you know.
Yeah.
You might not have as many channels on cable.
But maybe they don't go out and that is how they spend their money. So they don't go out to eat. They don't go out with friends. They don't. Bottled water or coffee. They drink out of the toilet.
So coffee was next. You mentioned coffee.
Yeah.
That probably means like going out for coffee.
Yeah, but like when you make it yourself, it's just not as good. I don't know why. I've bought all the things to make it my own.
But I also wonder like coffee, like I kind of feel coffee nowadays is kind of a image thing. Like some people like,
I was gonna say no, it's definitely
no, some
need.
People like just like, oh, I'm going to Dutch Bros, and it's like I feel like they just say that to try to be cool, but I'm like, are they even drinking the coffee? Are they drinking it all? Are they just trying to sound cool? Or they just want to walk around with the cup in their hand? Like me, I mean, I'm kind of happy I don't like coffee because, you know, we could go broke if we're both getting, you've tried to give me things like, oh, try this. And I'm like, I don't like it. I've had it one time on my birthday. We went to like Dutch Bros and the guy was like, oh, it's your birthday, man. Let me make you something for free. And I'm like, all right. He's like, you don't like coffee? I'm like, no. And he's like, okay, I'll make like a chocolatey drink. But I think it was coffee still. And I went to drink it and I'm like, no, don't really care for it.
I don't know why. It's so good.
But I like the smell of coffee. I like coffee candy. I like coffee ice cream.
Yeah.
So it's not that I don't like the flavor. It's just when I drink the liquid version, I just don't really care for it.
You're weird. Yeah. Things I wish I knew before we got married.
I know. But again, we save money.
Yeah, we do save money.
And same thing with, like, I don't drink a lot of anything. Like, I like water. I'm kind of just simple. I have soda here and there, but I'm not a big soda drinker, not a coffee drinker. Everybody's like, how do you get your energy? I'm like, well, it's natural, I guess.
Natural. Yeah, that's weird.
Next thing is paying for insurance you don't need. So I guess that might be like home insurance or you need car insurance.
You need house.
Well, not insurance. Maybe like the kind that you get stuff fixed. What is that called? Like refrigerator.
Oh, like a warranty.
That's probably more what they're talking about. We got travel identity theft. What? Travel identity theft rental car?
Insurance, maybe? It's probably two different things.
No, that's all one sentence. So paying for insurance you don't need. So travel insurance, identity theft insurance, rental car insurance.
My gosh, take better notes.
Oh, that makes sense. Why I took these notes so long ago. Convenience meal prep. So like those packages you buy where it's like, oh, everything you need is right here because you're too lazy to go to the store. So, but you still have to cook it. So why not just take the trip to the store?
Well, I think those ones are like pre-measured. So you just dump it in a pan. Maybe for people who don't really know how to create their own meals, which if you weren't around, I would struggle with eating every day. I mean, I'd want to eat every day, but it wouldn't be good meals.
Yeah. She cooks, but I cook a majority of the food, which I like doing it. You know, I like to cook. I don't love cleaning up after, but I usually do. And you help too.
Comes with it.
You guys want to hear quick, funny stories? We went to actually, I'm going to experiment and try to make some tamales this year, you know? And if you don't know what tamales are, I don't know what they are. They're a Mexican food, like I guess, but I don't know what you would really.
Like a bready burrito.
That doesn't sound very good.
Well, that's what it is if you describe it to somebody.
Yeah, so we went to this store. We found like this little Mexican mini mart like 30 minutes away, and we went to get all the stuff that you need to make the tamales. And the guy was like, first of all, he started talking to us in Spanish, and he's like, oh, you don't speak Spanish? I'm like, nah. And he's like, okay. You don't teach your kids Spanish? No. Did your parents not teach you Spanish? No.
It's like such a disappointment when you tell somebody.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I used to work retail back in the day, and somebody would come up to you, and they're like, do you speak Spanish? You know, because my skin tone. And I'd say no, like, no, sorry. And they're like, okay. And they kind of almost like they're disappointed. You're like, oh, or I, and I'm like, what? Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. And I'm not mean, you know, some people are like, well, I don't think speak English. I'm not going to be like that. But it's just like, sorry. I mean, I could try to help you, but I don't speak fluent Spanish. I know a couple words, you know, off the Taco Bell menu.
I was going to say they wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. So. Anyways, like, you don't speak Spanish, and we're going on. I said, no. And I said, he asked, are you going to make tamales? I said, yeah. And I kind of felt like he giggled, and I'm like, okay. Are you laughing at me? So I'm going to try it. Yeah. So anyways, I said, yeah, we're going to try, you know, like, and I'm asking some questions. Then he goes, she'll get it. And I'm thinking, like, she's not going to do it as me.
I know. I looked at him like, what? Don't bring me into this. I'm not doing it.
So he automatically assumed that you were going to cook.
I can make salsa. That's it.
Yeah, you make a good salsa. Mm-hmm. You make some good pasta.
Yeah, I make good pasta. There's a few things I can really do well.
Rice pilaf,
yep.
She doesn't like the box one. She likes to make it homemade.
Salads. I can do salads really well.
I don't really eat them, so I don't know.
Soup. I can make soup.
I don't like soup either.
Well, that's your fault. These are good dishes.
That's why you're good at making those, because, you know, I won't make them.
Yeah.
I'm not really a salad maker. I'm not really a
lasagna.
Soup maker.
I can do lasagna.
That's good. Meatloaf. Yeah, you make a good meatloaf. I like it.
Well.
All right, enough about you. Let's move on. So next is things people waste money on without realizing. So this is another one that me and you go back and forth on. I got to bring it up. Let me bring it up real quick. Give me a second,
something,
guys.
Something that you don't realize you're spending money on?
Yeah, like something that you're...
Gas for the car.
Let me go back.
Oh, no, I think you're kind of aware of what you're spending.
Keep talking. I'm going to look this up real quick. I said, keep talking. All right. So the first one is, let's see. Okay. So the first one, let me go back to my notes here. First one is strictly following expiration dates.
Oh, don't even get me started.
So let me go back to my little list here. I thought I found
it. If you want to eat, we've talked about this. If you want to eat expired food, by all means.
But not so here we go. We're going to argue again. She will like if something, if bread says it won't even say expired. It'll say best if sold by, let's say, December 15th. She'll say, and it's December 16th. She's like, oh, throw it away. And I'm like, why? It's saying best sold by. When you get it home, if you sold, the store sold on the 15th, they don't expect you to eat it the same
day.
Maybe
they
do. Like, it's still a good a few days after.
That's the same thing. Okay, you want bottled water or you want the other kind of water?
So if bottled water had an expiration date on it, you probably wouldn't drink it.
I would. Follow the expiration date.
It's water. It doesn't expire.
Yeah, it does. Well, maybe water doesn't. But if there's a date on there's a date for a reason, because there's something in there that is going to go bad.
All right, folks. I want you to... Okay, so two of the things that we've argued about today is the water. So please message us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, email. So it's the Me Versus Her podcast at gmail.com, I believe, or Is it the Meverse or just me versus her?
I don't even know why you give this out because you don't know.
I don't know. Okay, just write us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. And if, you know, explain your side of the water bottle thing and also explain your side of expiration dates.
But if you're going to say, don't drink Evian water, give me an alternative because I'm open. I'm open to trying new things.
The refrigerator.
No.
Then why do you buy the expensive $60, $70 filters? What is that doing then?
I don't buy those.
I do, or else we'd be drinking dirty water.
Well, what's toilet the difference? Water. What's the difference?
All right, let's go back to expiration date. So it says, understanding an expiration date. A product may have a sell-by date, a use-by date, a best-by date, or a do-not-use-after date. See, that would be good. That should be on everything. Do not use after this date, because I would follow that.
But why?
Because it says do not use it. The other ones are just saying use-by.
Why do you Best need them buy? To tell you so aggressively?
Because I don't know the, how would you say it? The, you know, couple days of flex I
well,
have.
Well, I know people don't like to be told what to do. So if you say do not use, they're going to use. If I they would. Suggest and say best buy.
If a sign says do not enter, I'm not entering.
What if it was more like enter at your own risk?
I would go. So that's the same thing. So
yeah, that's what the food dates are. Eat at your own risk.
Okay, so here it says do not use after date is a warning that the product should be discarded at the date because it may be unsafe, ineffective, or both. The sell-by date is meant to tell store clerks when to remove the product from the store shelves.
Why?
The use-by date tells consumers when the product's quality may have deteriorated. The best-by date merely suggests that the product's taste or texture may deteriorate after that date.
Yeah, so in any of those scenarios, why would you want to eat it after that date? If the taste is deteriorating and the chemicals are multiplying and, you know, all that stuff.
Because I can.
Then you do it.
Next is federal law does not require food producers to provide any of these dates on food with the sole exception of infant formula. Nor does the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, provide much guidance on the proper date labeling of food, except for the sole exception of infant formula. I said that twice. In fact, the USDA notes that about 30% of the American food supply is lost or wasted in part because many consumers toss out food that is still wholesome. And this is the USDA saying this.
Oh, and you're going to
That's like the FBI.
Okay, but they said there's no, what was that verbiage you used? There's no like restriction or guidance or whatever.
I'm past that. I don't know.
I know, but like if there's no set standard of what they need to put on the food, then why are you trusting what they put on the food? Maybe it's really a week. And then you've been having it for 6 weeks.
It also suggests that a smell test or a taste test are more accurate indicators of edibility than a label.
Yeah, taste it.
So from now on, if you're going to toss something out, bring it to me first. I will take a bite. If I think it's still good, then you have to eat it.
No, then you have to eat it.
Well, there's certain things. If milk's past date, like I wouldn't do that. Even though I drink almond milk now, but like regular milk.
What about cheese?
I've never looked. I don't think cheese lasts long in our house, so...
What about vegetables? You don't eat vegetables anyways. Really
bad for you.
What about cereal?
I don't think it expires. It's dry. It doesn't grow mold on it. The only thing that I think I get scared of is bread, but it's got to have like, if it's like green, I take it back. I've seen cheese expire because it's like moldy.
Do you cut the mold off?
Have I cut the mold off cheese before? A long time ago when I buy like block cheese, I would cut a little corner off. It was only in the corner.
Are you gross? You're disgusting.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Or bread, if it has mold, you just tear that corner off.
No, you don't.
The other half's not bad.
Have you ever fed me that?
No, this is back in my day before I could afford to go back to the store and get some bread.
I'm going
to
start cooking more often. I don't trust you.
Yeah, you know, dinner today we had, it was 3 days over date. Oh, my God. On this plane. This is controversy over food expiration dates. Controversy right here between us. Expiration date stamps on food began to emerge in the 70s when consumer advocates complained about the lack of assurances that packaged foods were still safe and edible at the time they were purchased. More recently, there have been complaints that the date stamps are intentionally inaccurate to persuade buyers to toss out and replace products that are still good to eat. I believe that.
I believe that too.
So then you should always let it go a couple more days. Like especially
no.
bread.
Nah.
Tortillas. Come on. They don't get bad.
Well, you're do homemade and then I don't have to worry about it. True. And you just do enough for the 3 days and then out.
It does say though, no, I agree with you. It does say expiration dates on medicine are straightforward. So yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mess with that.
But you would, I feel. No. Like if the Tylenol expired 2 months ago, I feel like you would still take it.
But let's be honest.
Would you still take it?
Tylenol? No, I would go to the store and buy a new one.
2 months old? I don't believe
that's
that.
That's a long time.
2 months?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But there's been times, like you had some, was it garlic the other day? And you were going to cook with it and you're like, you went to look at the
oh
date.
Oh my gosh.
It expired like 2 years ago and you've been using that forever.
No, I don't use garlic that much.
But you've used it since
then. It
was
like minced garlic. Yeah, it said it was old. I must have bought it old because I would not.
It was like 2 years over.
How often do I clean the refrigerator?
And we haven't
Pretty often.
We've barely lived here like 2 years. So I don't know how we would have, we didn't bring it with us from our last
move. I know. Somebody must have put it. I bet somebody brought it over.
I don't know. Oh, and like they left it here.
They left it here.
I don't know.
I mean, who's bringing garlic
into
our house?
I don't have anybody come over.
There's no way I did that.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, you were like, oh my gosh, it expired in 2021. And you've used it since then. So yeah,
I just used it that one time.
So it is what it is. And we're all still here. So hey, the garlic. So you could eat garlic past date. We could approve that. We could, you know, we could verify that. So next thing would be tossing leftover food. I mean, we kind of eat it within the next day. So we don't really do that waste when it comes to that.
I can only eat leftovers up to like day three, maybe, and then I'm done.
Yeah. Buying name brands. That, I mean, we don't really waste that way, but I can see a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not buying the Walmart brand. I'm not. Shout out to Walmart, by the way. We talk about you a lot. Just to let you know, you should, you know, you should endorse us.
I love Walmart.
Or do we endorse them? How's that work? How do you say that? I don't know. Anyways, you should give us some gift cards or something because we're talking about you a lot.
That's true.
Let's see. Too many personal care and beauty products. You could probably, like, I'm not calling you out on that.
I don't think it's wasteful.
No. I'm not saying it in a bad way.
It works.
No, but there's a lot of times where you say, like, you know, I just want to finish this off and get rid of it so I could get something else. Yeah, so you do that. You know, you do have extra that you probably don't need, or, you know, it didn't work out and you do have extra. So
yeah. I have a tip for that. So if you, like, I buy a lot of, like, face lotions or, you know, whatever. And then I found this trick that if it doesn't work on your face, you put it on, like, your body parts. So, like, your legs or your arms or your feet. And that way it doesn't go to waste, but you can still use good quality stuff that just doesn't work on your face.
Yeah, but make sure that you read the directions, and if it says don't put on a certain body part, that you don't put it there, because we're not going to be responsible.
Well, I always think, okay, if it's safe enough for my face, then I can put this on my feet.
True.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Or my knees or my elbows or whatever.
Keep doing you. Not when your feet feel like that. Just kidding. All right.
They're so soft.
Yeah. Too many personal care items. Okay. Using baggies for food storage. Well, we do that. I use Ziplocs to put food in there.
That's wasteful.
It's saying it's wasteful. You could be using glass containers, but I would much rather waste a little bit of money on that. Goes back to what we talked about earlier. I don't love doing dishes. So I would rather use a baggie, a little baggie. I would. Mm-mm. Yeah, you say no, but if I brought out the dishes and said you wash them.
What if it said using the plastic bag will take 10 years off your life and you should put it in the glass container? Then would you do it?
We're not talking healthy right now. We're talking about wasting money.
Oh yeah, but I think they kind of go together.
Mm. Too many cleaning products. I don't know if we do that. We have a lot.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to find the one that works the best.
Yeah. Paper towels for everything.
Mm-hmm.
At times we use too many.
But we have cloth napkins.
Yeah. I'm
trying to get into that.
Doggy poop bags. I don't know what you would use instead. Like if you're like walking, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, in your yard, use a shovel, toss into trash or something. I don't know. Yeah. But if you're out and about, I get it. People use those baggies. I don't really see that as a waste.
Just pick it up, put it in your pocket and take it home.
Yeah. Buying extended warranties. I'm pretty big on passing those up. Not just because I'm cheap, but I'm kind of, I mean, I guess it depends. If it's like a TV that was like, if I bought a TV and they're like, oh, your TV's $1,000. The extended warranty is $50 more. I might do it. Now, if it's like, you know, your thing's $200, there's an extended warranty for $50. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm sure it's going to last at least a year. And, you know, the store gives you a little warranty in the first place. So, you know, if anything, you just buy a new one. Apps. I don't think I've really ever bought an app.
Mm-mm. I don't think I have either.
Yeah. Cable. Okay. I mean, cables. I mean, I like TV, so I wouldn't say it's a waste, but I could see where it's, you know, it's expensive.
I could live without it.
And that's the thing with cable, again. Most people only have a few channels they like to watch, but you're paying for this big package, you know?
Yeah.
They should let you buy by the channel. They might nowadays. I don't know. A la carte. I'll take a side order of Home and Garden TV. I'll take two sports channels. Yeah. I mean, maybe they do that. I don't know. I don't really look into that. You know, just do the package. And that's where people waste. Tires aired up. Save tires on gas mileage. So it's saying if you don't air up your tires correctly, you waste money on gas and
Is that true?
Yeah. If you're driving on low tires, like I think your gas mileage isn't as good. So you're just wasting it. You know, all you have to do is go pump them up a little bit and you're good to go. So yeah, that's all that. I feel like we're going to really help people and save some money. Before we get into these Christmas things, I did notice a lot more people, I'm sure you noticed too this year, I feel like a lot more people are setting up Christmas earlier and earlier every year.
Yes, us included.
Yeah, no, us included. I'm all about it. But I know a lot of people were saying like, oh, people are mad because I'm setting it up too early, or, you know, the store starts selling stuff. It's like before Halloween.
I think it's September.
Yeah. So I'm all about it because I love Christmas. I don't know if we brought this up last year, but we started a tradition in our house where the first snowfall of the year, can't just be a couple flakes. It has to be actually show like that there's snow falling. Go outside and look. You see snow falling.
Yeah.
That's when we set up our Christmas tree. So this year we set up our tree on?
On Halloween.
Yeah. October 31st. It snowed. So we set up the tree. Kids were excited. They're pumped. But it's cool. I like it. And it's kind of a fun thing to look forward to, and they have fun with it.
Well, and I used to think like, oh, it's going to be a long Christmas season if we do it that early. But now I feel like it's gone so fast. Even though we did our tree on Halloween, I feel like it's already almost over.
Yeah, it's no, crazy. I mean, it's exciting. I've always loved Christmas as a kid. I've always loved Christmas music. I've always, you know, I'm all about Christmas. I listen to Christmas music past Christmas Day. No, I feel like you can't just stop.
Yeah, you can.
I just try at least till the first of the year.
I don't like it.
So I wanted to bring up some Christmas stuff for you. We have speaking of Christmas songs, top 10 Christmas songs of all time. I don't know if these are in any specific order. Let me take a look here.
Well, we all know the Mariah Carey one. What is it? All I Want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's number one.
Are these in order? Let me see. If that's number one, then they're probably in order. Yep. Okay. So I think these are the top. I feel like these aren't, because I've heard of some of these. Okay. We'll go top 10 Christmas songs that this is saying. Number 10, Child's Christmas in Wales. You know what that is? I feel like I would have to hear it. I don't know either. Number 9, Stay Another Day.
Nope.
I don't like this list. Number 8, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Yeah. It says by the Jackson 5. 7, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that. Number 6, hold on, an ad just popped up. Probably wanted me to buy the app, which I will not do. Number 6, Feliz Navidad. Navidad.
I was going to say it again.
Navidad. I don't know.
Navidad.
We just talked about this earlier. I don't speak Spanish, so I can't say it very well. Number 5, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home.
I like that one a lot.
And not to get too off subject, but Christmas songs are kind of weird because so many different people sing them, you know? And I feel like our kids might be like, oh, you know, this song doesn't such sing it, but we grew up like an older version. But I think they're kind of old. They know the old school versions, but it's always kind of interesting. Like, are these songs like the original singers, you know? There is names here, but I would have to hear the people.
Yeah.
Number 4, White Christmas. That's a classic.
How's that one go?
It goes like this.
I thought it was Blue Christmas. And isn't that like Elvis or something?
I think he does have a Christmas song.
Is it called Blue Christmas?
I don't know.
White Christmas.
Number 3, Last Christmas. You don't know what White Christmas is?
No, I don't think so.
I'm dreaming of
Yes.
Okay.
You can stop.
So number 3, Last Christmas. That says by Wham. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. I love that one. Number 2, Fairy Tale. By the way, I didn't warm up. So if you guys didn't think that was good, don't complain. I wasn't warm. Number 1, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Not Mariah Carey?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Mariah I was going to say, well, Tom Petty's pretty good too. But
next up, we're giving you a Christmas feel because I really feel like we're probably not going to have a show in the next couple days and Christmas is in a few days. So next up, it says 10 Unknown Christmas Facts.
Oh, where's your button?
Hey, I don't know what's even on these buttons. Let's check. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so loud.
Oh, I think this goes to here. Remember, I was wondering what this volume was for earlier?
Hey, you just blew out my ears. Okay, stop. The moment has passed.
Wow.
Oh,
I'm flabbergasted.
I don't know why that's in there. Why it's on there. So that one, I should just let you hit that every time I say something.
Okay.
Because I really feel like
I'll tell you when it's appropriate.
Okay, go.
Or you'll know if you were funny if I hit the button.
No, it should be all the time. Go. Test it. See if it works.
Say something funny.
Hello. Hey. Okay, anyways, let's move on. So we're almost at the big day, you know, so we're going to give you these fun facts. So here we go. don't know if they're fun, but it just says facts. Things that most people don't know. Do you know how long people have been sending Christmas cards? Take a wild guess. What year?
What year it started?
The custom of sending Christmas cards began in this year.
Was it the 1900s?
1843.
I was going to say that. I just needed to know if it was in the 1900s.
Now, almost 170 years later, we still love to send our beloved friends and family a Christmas card to wish them well and let them know we are thinking of them.
I want to send Christmas cards, but I can never do it. I just can't get it together before Christmas comes and goes.
Well, I think people are going to start to see a pattern here. We don't do shows very often. We don't send out Christmas cards in time. We're procrastinators.
We're just living life.
Yeah. We just do what we want when we want. Yeah. If we don't want to do another show till next year, we're not going to do a show till next year.
So we don't like deadlines or timelines.
You can listen to all these old shows. Y'all ain't paying our bills. Maybe we should do that. And we probably would have no people. What is it called? A Patreon where people pay and get extra shows?
Yeah.
And be like, oh, nobody's paying. So I guess back to every 3 months. The Christmas biggest gift. That doesn't make sense. The biggest Christmas gift ever sent was in 1865.
What do you mean?
1865, Edward Dale something proposed a gift from France to the United States to commemorate their commitment to democracy and honor the late President Abraham Lincoln. The Statue of Liberty was officially dedicated in 1886 and has since become an iconic symbol of the United States.
I knew that.
You did?
I didn't know it was a Christmas gift, though.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know
it was just
that.
A gift.
Interesting. See? We're teaching, we're dropping knowledge.
Unless it's wrong. Did you read the whole thing?
The whole what?
Article.
Nah, it's not article. These are just 1, 2, 3, 4.
Where'd you get this?
Happybeds.co.uk.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What? I just Googled it.
Some history person is going to be like, that's not even true.
You believe everything on TikTok.
Hey, I watch it and then I say, I wonder if that's true. And then I do it.
No, you're like, here, put this cream on. And I'm like, why? I saw on TikTok, you mix these 4 creams and you put it on your eyes. And I'm like, what? Just try it. I saw on TikTok. I'm like, okay. No wonder my prescription went haywire at the eye doctor this year. Speaking of the eye doctor, not to get off subject too much.
We talked about this last year too.
Did we?
Yeah.
We went to the eye doctor. I don't know if we talked about
how,
last time.
How old school it is and how long the
Yeah, but not even that. I just noticed this time around, like, she really gets close. You said too.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. They look in your eye, but she literally will, like, come towards me with this bright light, and she's getting closer and closer and closer. And I told Casey the other day, and she's laughing so hard. I'm like, she literally passed my eye and was going, like, past me. I don't get it.
Yeah.
She was so close, and I was like, ma'am, you're getting closer. In my head, I'm thinking, like,
so close.
Yeah, I'm like, you're getting close, closer, closer. Okay, you're almost, like, on my lips.
Like we're
back up. I'm married. If you haven't listened to Casey on my show, that is my wife. Back off, lady. Yeah, she's like right
she
up
really
on
is.
It.
Yeah.
Like this is like she gets close and this is what I hear. Because it's like, and I feel her breath hitting my side, like my face.
Yeah, like her hair is like resting on your cheek.
Yeah.
Like she's so close.
I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know if I should like cough. Maybe she'll back off if I should be like.
You scare her.
I'm just curious. What's the reason you're touching cheeks with me right now? It's weird.
Yeah, it really is.
But she's nice, so I guess we just let it pass.
I wonder if her little light's touching the eye. Like, she's close.
Yeah. And we're not exaggerating because we're even agreeing on this. Like, it's close.
That's probably the thing in life we agree with on the most is how close the eye doctor gets to us.
I feel like her eyelashes were battering my skin. Like, they're like, she's so close. Anywho.
What is she seeing?
I don't know.
I wish I could see what she sees.
She must see something cool in there because she's like, look at him. I'm like,
you should ask
closer.
Her.
Yeah.
What do you see?
What do you see? I can't. Her lips are pressing against my lips if I start talking.
I'll be like, what do you see? Yeah.
Anyways. So tinsel, that's the stuff I think you sprinkle on the tree, was originally made with real silver.
That's ooh, for cool. fancy people.
Yeah. But nowadays, I mean, silver's so expensive, it probably costs $50 to get some tinsel.
But how did they get the silver?
It says it was first used in Germany centuries ago, but as silver tarnishes quickly, different metals were used over the years until we ended up with the modern tinsel. This is made using various forms of plastic, so it's lighter and much cheaper than using real metals.
So tinsel is one of those things, you either love it or you hate it. Yeah. And I used to hate it until like this year I saw a tree decorated with it and it was so pretty. So I think I'm going to try it next year.
All right. Yeah. We used to get that when I was little and we'd just throw it on there.
No, not the like loose, like Easter basket stuff. Oh. Not like that.
Oh,
like
you're saying
like the tinsel garland thing.
Yeah. Garland. Yeah.
Yeah. That was so pretty.
The first Christmas song in space was Jingle Bells. It says, in 1965, it became the first song to be played in space. That's right. Not just the first Christmas song, but the first song ever. During the Gemini 6A space flight, it was broadcasted as a prank from the astronauts to those down below. Alongside this, did you know that Jingle Bells was originally a song written for the American holiday of Thanksgiving and not Christmas? Its original title was The One Horse Open Sleigh. That's interesting because people always say, like, Thanksgiving never got music. You know, why isn't there Thanksgiving songs? Now you know.
Who said
Jingle
that?
Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song.
But who said that?
I don't know. I've heard some people say it.
What other holiday gets a song other than, like, 4th of July?
Valentine's Day, birthdays.
No, they don't.
Yeah. You never heard Valentine's songs?
No.
Happy Valentine. Okay.
Oh, wait. Yeah, wait.
There is one, I feel.
Isn't that... Wait, I feel like that sounds familiar, but that's not a real song.
You laughed at me, so I just stopped.
Sing it again.
No, you really bring my, you really hurt my, what's it called?
Your ego, your confidence. Yeah.
Guys, I deal with this all the time.
No, what was it? What Valentine song?
Nothing. I don't even know what to say right now. She hurts me, guys. All right. The original Christmas pudding recipe had meat in it. Ooh. She's still laughing at the last thing. Hold on. Let's let her get it all out.
Okay, I'm done.
All right. The original Christmas pudding recipe had meat in it. It's the end of Christmas dinner, and you're now waiting for the Christmas pudding to finish it off. We all know the tradition of whoever finds a silver coin in the pudding gets good luck. I've never heard of that.
I've never heard that.
But did you know that Christmas pudding wasn't always a fruitcake? In the 14th century, Christmas pudding was a type of porridge made using mutton and beef along. I think this is where the .co.uk comes in. It's like another country I'm reading this stuff from. So anyways, yeah, Christmas pudding had meat in it back in the day.
And a coin?
Yeah, I don't know.
A real coin?
If anybody knows what that is, if any of you are from the UK, and let us know.
What happens if you swallow the coin?
Ooh, I don't know.
Or maybe break a tooth.
Definitely not good luck. All right, here we go. Santa wasn't always dressed in red. The common myth is that Santa Claus was green before Coca-Cola used their colors red for marketing campaigns in the early 1900s. Interesting.
I want to see green Santa.
Yeah, me too. I'll just Google it. I'm sure it's out there. The word Xmas isn't new. Given our love of shortening letters, you may assume that the word Xmas is a recent invention, but the spelling dates back to the 1500s. You might be wondering how this happened, and the explanation is both simple and genius. In the Greek alphabet, the letter X is the Greek character of chi, which is the first letter of the Greek name for Christ, Christos. As such, letter X is... Okay, I don't care. We're moving on. If you want to look that up, Google it. So yeah, Xmas has been around for a long time. Some people get mad when you use Xmas.
Yeah, like B-Day and congrats instead of congratulations.
I think that one, people just don't know how to spell it.
I think so too. Sometimes it's like, I'm just too lazy.
Let's see. Spiders are a traditional Eastern European Christmas decoration.
Oh, like Halloween?
Yeah. That's kind of weird. So there it is, you guys. Feel free to go and spread your Christmas knowledge now that we have dropped that on you. And before we go, I have one more fun fact for you. Fun facts.
Why are you talking so
These
slow?
These are the best, because I'm trying to get to my page. God, you don't want to call me out again.
I think they know. They're probably like, what's wrong with them?
Having issues, all right. These are the top Christmas traditions to make the holiday season even more special. Do you have a tradition from when you were a kid you would like to share?
A tradition. It was like my own. I had to open a present at 4 a.m. on Christmas morning every Christmas. That's it.
So was it like a family tradition or just a you tradition?
Own, just a me thing.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't think I have.
Should we tell
other.
A story what I did? Should I? I mean, that's. I don't want to toot my own horn.
Maybe we have.
Maybe we have.
I mean,
so you open at what time? Four? Three?
Four. Yeah, four.
4 a.m. She used to get a Christmas gift every year. And the first year.
No, that's not how it was. It was that I would just wake up early at 4 a.m. and I couldn't go back to sleep.
But would you get one ever?
Well, I would just start opening presents.
Oh, you would just do it on your own.
Yeah.
So she told me that when we first, met and were together. And the first year that we lived together was the first year she was living at home. And I set my alarm for 4 a.m. and I gave her a gift at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do it till this day.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's like sometimes, I mean, she likes it. She likes gifts, but I feel like I don't like want
to
wake you up.
I like unwrapping things.
And,
like,
sometimes
and it's to the point where you've given me chips.
Yeah.
You've given me, I don't know, toilet paper. I don't know. Just like unwrapping something at 4 a.m. Like, I just want to do it.
What's up with you in the toilet today? I've not given toilet paper. People are going to think I'm weird, but I've given like chips or something. I just, cause I don't want to give her like a good gift, you know? So, I mean, chips are good. She loves chips.
I love chips.
But sometimes just something simple just to give it to her at 4 o'clock, you know, and just to be nice. I like that cause it makes her happy. And regardless of what you guys think, cause you hear us arguing on here, I like to make her happy.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, let's go on with the traditions. So people bring in their kids to meet Santa. I think that's a great tradition. Then your kids take a picture with Santa. It's always great.
I think we've always done that. I don't think we've ever missed a year.
I'm never going to stop. Sipping eggnog. You don't like eggnog? I like it. Mm. Cooking a Christmas feast. I mean, I guess it's tradition. You're cooking your food. I think it's a little different, though. Maybe with, I don't know, if you would say like cultures or race. I don't know. Everybody's different. Like, we're going to make some tamales. I know some people have ham. We do ham on Thanksgiving and turkey. But so I think that's different on what people cook. I'd be curious to know everybody cooks.
Growing up, we did have a big Christmas dinner. Like, we would go Christmas Eve to my grandma's, and then Christmas Day was always with like my mom and dad and sister. And we would always have, from my memory anyway, a big Christmas dinner, but just for us.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know what everybody eats for Christmas. Send us a message on Instagram or Facebook or wherever and let us know what you eat for Christmas.
Especially if it's weird. The weirder, the better.
It might be weird to us, but maybe it's normal to them.
Oh, well, that's true.
So another thing is leaving cookies out for Santa. It's a good one. We have go caroling. I've never did it. You did it with the Girl Scouts.
Yes.
In cold degree weather.
It was what? Felt like 10. We just did it on Monday. And I think it was like the weather was, what was it? 30?
It was like, felt like negative 9.
Or 21.
It felt like 9, yeah.
Yeah, 20 and felt like 9. And I thought, this is deadly. I want to go inside.
Yeah, it was pretty cold. And I was like, well, good luck, guys. buy a real Christmas tree. We haven't did that with the kids.
We need to.
Yeah, we have make paper snowflakes. You did that this year.
I did, yep.
It's not really a tradition for us, but you did it. Take family photos. We take a photo on Christmas, like of ourselves, like at least a selfie. I feel like on every holiday, it's like, come on, guys, let's get a Halloween picture. Oh, let's get a Thanksgiving picture. Oh, let's get a Christmas picture. Attend a Christmas parade. We do that. Like we've did every year. Mm-hmm. Make a gingerbread house.
Yep. Every year.
Yep. We have countdown Christmas with the advent calendar. I got that a little late for the kids this year, but I did get it for them. So yeah, they did it. They had to eat the first 10 candies because we were behind. 6 is watch classic Christmas movies. We watch Christmas movies. We watch movies. I don't know if you say classics.
Yeah, like Home Alone and...
You were watching that with us yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't really watch a lot of Christmas movies.
Go Christmas shopping. Go shopping on Christmas at a Christmas market. I don't know what that is. Go ice skating. Nope.
Nope.
Attend a midnight mass or church service.
Midnight?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I'd be sleeping.
Yeah. Drive around and see Christmas lights. We did that. Mm-hmm. And the last one, write letters to Santa Claus. Most of the time we do that. This year we missed the deadline. But anyways... That's it. We dropped some Christmas knowledge. Thank you for everybody for joining the show again and listening. We will do another show soon. If you want a shout out, feel free to send us a message on Instagram. If you want us to talk about a certain subject, send a shout out on Instagram or Facebook. I check Instagram. I check them all, but I feel like Instagram's it's our hotspot. So until next time, happy holidays. I hope everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yeah. That's why I said happy holidays. But you jumped in there.
I want to do both.
Merry Xmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have a safe holiday and we will talk to you guys again soon.
Bye.